Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary. There's an interesting little chain of restaurants in the Waterbury Stowe area that has been growing quietly over the last decade. We'll call it the Fry and Fryer Empire. And here to tell us about it is Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 Days. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Who are the two guys between the three restaurants, the Reservoir, the Bench, and Tres Amigos, that they've created?
They are Mark Fryer and Chad Fry, who met on the gondola at Stowe, unbeknownst to each other, actually, in goggles and ski wear. But anyway, the Reservoir started first, and that was Mark Fryer. He was working alone at the time. And he moved to Vermont from Chicago to be an engineer at Burton Snowboards. And he worked on something called wearable electronics, which are things like, you know, phones in your snowboarding jacket.
And then he created the Res, and Chad came aboard, and they opened the other two.
Yeah, as he said, when I realized I needed someone who knew what they were doing, Chad joined. But Mark lived in Waterbury when he moved here. He moved from Chicago, and he decided to live in Waterbury for its proximity to the mountains. And he was a regular at The Alchemist, and he was at the Brewfest on the waterfront one summer, and he just had this thought about, wouldn't it be neat if there were a restaurant, a place year-round people could go to that gathered, curated, sold all these great Vermont beers that were starting to be produced. And that was sort of the seed which led to his first restaurant, which is the Reservoir.
Okay, well, let's start there, because this was once the dingy, beer-soaked Waterbury Wings, and it's come a long way from that place.
It really has. It opened in April of 2009, and there weren't many brew pubs. I mean, they're not brewing beer, but breweries and restaurants that gathered Vermont beer, and they now have about 3/4 of their tap lines are devoted to Vermont beers. I looked at the list on New Year's Eve. I think there were over 40 or 42 Vermont beers and a couple ciders. And they've done a lot of renovating. There's sort of two bar areas. And I was there the first week of January, and it was just packed. By 7 o'clock, all the tables were full, and there were regulars, there were newcomers, and it's a fun hangout.
So no more wings and an incredible beer list, but what's the food like there?
I had a great burger, and I actually, maybe the only time in my life, I ordered the child-sized burger. I looked down the bar and saw people, you know, young men who could barely open their mouths wide enough for the actual regular-sized burger. So I was kind of glad about that. And then I had an appetizer, which was something I've never eaten before in my life or even heard of, which was buffalo cauliflower. It was really good.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about a group of Waterbury and Stowe restaurants owned by Mark Fryer and Chad Fry. Sally, next on their list was The Bench in Stowe. So what did they do there?
So that opened in the fall of 2014. And meanwhile, Mark did want to bring into his business a person with restaurant experience, not necessarily with making, you know, hoodies with a sound system. So he, through a restaurant acquaintance, was told about Chad, who had been working. He has a lot of experience, sort of managerial, operational in restaurant and hospitality world, and was told about him. He was at the time working as a manager at Rira. And they had planned an interview, but before that occurred, they really did bump into each other on the gondola at Stowe and realized, we're going to talk. So they decided to work together. Next up was The Bench, which also has a, you know, extensive Vermont beer list and sort of comfort foods and wood-fired pizzas. And the chef who was at the Reservoir, a man named Paul Moran, moved on to The Bench to open that and then has since gone on to their third restaurant to start up the kitchen there.
And that's the one we'll talk about next. It is Tres Amigos, which it was the Rusty Nail.
Right. This is a place, a building, a structure that will be familiar to many people in Vermont. It was the Rusty Nail, which is a rock and roll club, or opened originally as a rock and roll club in a different location in Stowe, but has been in Stowe, I think, since 1969, almost 50 years, about 50 years, and has brought in, you know, great acts over the years. I mean, back in the day, as people say, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd played there, the Marshall Tucker Band. But anyway, the Rusty Nail is now divided. They did interior renovation, and it's really beautifully done. The music club is much smaller than it was, and there's a Mexican restaurant there, and the music happens usually Friday and Saturday nights, occasionally other nights of the week, and a really extensive tequila list and mezcal at Tres Amigos, and Mexican food and some game arcades upstairs for kids and grown-ups, I suppose. And it's a really enjoyable place, a fun place to hang out.
Was there one dish that stood out for you?
We got the house margarita, which is $6, okay? That's inexpensive for anywhere. Yeah. For Stowe, it's great. And then we tried another margarita that the bartender recommended. We had three excellent appetizers, and I was planning to get roast chicken, okay, which I had planned ahead looking at the menu. But the appetizers were so much food and so good that we just had that. A really great avocado salad and nachos, and then a tuna tostada, which was sort of like a taco with tuna. It was really, really good. And two of us were full and happy on that.
Any idea what's next for the Fry and Fryer restaurant empire?
They're going to stick with what they've got for the time being, you know, make sure, figure out the music. And I spoke with Bobby Roberts, who was a longtime owner of the Rusty Nail, who said, he said it was really neat. These guys, I think they're paying homage to the first old timers, because they would call up and say, what should we do? Do you think this will make sense? Will this work? So I think they're just trying to, you know, get this new business down and take it from there.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.